Well, hello, hello, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today on the podcast, let's talk all about why I'm doing the podcast with such a bad cold and allergies, because I'm in Washington, D.C., visiting my kids in Georgetown. But I wanted to be sure to put out a 5-Minute Friday just to talk about all the reasons you guys need to be careful to avoid tanning beds this prom season and this spring break season. So what are the top reasons to avoid tanning beds during the spring season? I hear from lots of my patients that they want to use tanning beds in order to create a little base tan because, you know, your outfit looks better, your bathing suit looks better, you get a little base tan, maybe you don't burn at the beach. Well, that is absolutely not acceptable. So there's no such thing as a base tan, and there's no such thing as a safe low level of tanning in a tanning bed that gives you a low-grade tan so you don't burn. This is really just a sales tactic that's designed by tanning salons to make more money, and it leaves you unprotected. And remember that tanning beds are a very real problem. They are definite cancer causers. So don't buy that sales pitch when you hear the people say they need a base tan. It means you're just doing your first layer of sun damage, ultraviolet damage, and DNA damage to your skin. The controlled low-grade tanning is not better. Remember that the American Academy of Dermatology research shows that indoor tanning before the age of 35 increases your risk of developing melanoma by 60%. And this increases every time you visit a tanning bed. So especially for teens who have used tanning beds in their teens, you're going to see a tremendous amount of sun damage and skin changes in your skin when you hit your 30s and 40s. And that's the old damage caused by these tanning beds in your 20s, not to mention the cumulative effect of the melanoma risk that you're going to get. So we are seeing that skin cancers can increase in young people. It's never too young of an age to get skin cancers. I have patients in their 20s and 30s who are getting skin cancer diagnosis early because of tanning bed use. So remember, there's no such thing as a base tan, and even one use in a tanning bed before your 30s increases your risk by 60%. Other health concerns besides melanoma, basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and all the other skin cancers are highly likely to have increased additional risk if you use a tanning bed. And your immune system, which functions to surveil and protect you from low-grade cancers and transformations, is actually affected by tanning beds as well. So, you know, surveillance for bacterial infections of your skin, everything that your skin does to protect you can actually be really poorly influenced by the use of a tanning bed. The next most important reason to not use a tanning bed, of course, is to avoid early signs of aging. Remember, tanning is a surefire way to damage your skin. You get probably about 10 years additional aging changes when you start to use tanning beds. So you are going to look older at a much younger age. And there's the real possibility of addiction. Once you start using a tanning bed, you get into the state of mind where you just don't remember what you used to look like, and you get used to looking a certain way, and people really start to become addicted to the process of tanning. There are some endorphins that are released during tanning, and that can give you that boost of feeling like a joyful euphoria when you come out of that tanning bed that makes you really want to continue the process of using tanning beds. So the addiction potential is quite real. Controlled tanning is definitely not safer. You might think that if you go out and do gradual small amounts of sun tanning in a tanning bed or at the beach that you're going to have much better results and less sun damage. You just can't assume that. Just like the myth of the base tan, there's no such thing as safe amount of ultraviolet sun exposure. So even if you've got your sunscreen on, the best protection actually is staying in the shade with the big umbrella and staying out of the sun. You do still get sun damage and sun changes from ultraviolet light hitting your skin, even with sunscreen on. So just to remember that any form of tanning is going to give you some gradual changes of your skin. Tanning beds are becoming more and more expensive, and rightly so. It's because the FDA has proclaimed them to be carcinogenic, and there is now like a 10% tax on tanning bed usage because of this cancer association. So just to dissuade you, don't waste your money, don't spend more money, don't get taxed for doing carcinogenic activities on your skin. Just remember, keep your skin looking great. If you're getting ready for prom, you're getting ready for spring break, the best things you can do are moisturizer, hydration, sun protection with a high SPF factor of 50 or higher. And remember to apply between your peak hours, 10 to 4, regularly. Repeat exposure means that you need repeat application. And we recommend reapplying sunscreen every 2 hours. So sunless tanning is a possibility of using tanning lotions. There are chemicals in tanning lotions and automatic tanners like DHA, dihydroxyacetone. When this is applied to the skin gets sort of tanned and has a nice coloration, and it does look less pale. But the FDA has only approved these products for short-term usage, so try to remember that even those can cause cellular damage at the DNA level. There isn't any approval for long-term usage of sunless spray-on tanners or tanners that develop and change the skin color. It's really just a short-term thing. So overall, go to spring break, go enjoy the prom, don't go get a base tan. There are so many reasons to skip tanning beds this prom season. Remember, your skin will be healthier and more beautiful if you use sun protection. And just remember, staying youthful, beautiful, and healthy are the high priorities in life. Enjoy yourself this vacation, and we'll talk soon. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.